Is there anybody who doesn't believe in karma? Might as well clear that up before we start. Well, if some people, I have heard this among various groups that are not centered in the light but who are searching, they will tell you that by some logic or reasoning, they are not responsible for their past karma and they don't have to do anything about it. As long as they meditate on God, this will take care of everything. Well, it doesn't happen to be so. And I want to make clear that we all are responsible for every jot and tittle of energy that we have used since the time we came forth into the world of cause and effect. There's no getting around it. You can't rationalize it. You can't shove it under the rug. And you can't pretend it doesn't exist. All that is the attempt of the force to get you sidetracked. And there is a science that involves our responsibility to balance this energy. I'm going to try to give you in the next hour a basis whereby you can systematically, day by day, get rid of the karmic dust that settles. So you stir up the dust when you misqualify energy. And you may stir it up so much that it may travel far and wide. But there's a magnetic force field to that dust because it has your electronic imprint upon it. And so it comes back and it settles. It settles according to polarity, positive and negative, according to the godly virtues and according to their perversions. Briefly stated, the being of man is a figure eight. There is the causal body on top, and there is the evolving consciousness on the bottom, and the nexus of the figure eight is the Christ consciousness. So everything above the Christ is perfection. Everything below the Christ is imperfection. Now you see pictured in the chart the causal body with the seven rings, and in reality there are the 12 rings. The 12 bands of the causal body and their virtues can be diagrammed according to color and to ray. Each of these bands is a sphere, and each of these spheres can be divided into 12 sections for the purpose of determining the plus and minus force fields of it. Now, these 12 sections are like a clock. So rather than try and imagine a sphere dissected into 12, just think of a flat circle. Just think of a clock on the top of the figure eight and a clock on the bottom of the figure eight. Now, the 12 points on that clock represent 12 aspects of God's consciousness, or 12 frequencies. These frequencies or vibrations are the necessary spiralings of energy from the world of spirit to matter. Anytime anything is precipitated, it must start at 12 and go around and finish at 12. And as it goes from one line to the next, it is actually going through different frequencies or vibrational patterns of God's consciousness. In the cosmic hierarchy, there are beings who have evolved under those frequencies, who have reached cosmic attainment, who have been assigned by God to hold the pattern of that frequency for the entire cosmos. Do you follow that? Wherever you have a vibration, you're going to have an individuality ensouling that vibration. This is the point of the creation of man. You have God manifest through man, and every aspect of God's consciousness must be outpictured through a different manifestation of himself, or a collective manifestation, which would mean a hierarchy of beings. If you understand that principle, then you'll know for every idea, for every color, for every vibration, there is a being or a consciousness that must ensoul it in order to sustain it, because nothing cannot sustain itself. We call the 12 principal divisions of God's consciousness, we call the beings who ensoul these the 12 solar hierarchies. The 12 solar, S-O-L-A-R, solar hierarchies, which means hierarchies of the sun. Down through the ages, the astrologers have come to give them the names of the 12 signs of the zodiac. We use these names also. It is not too important whether or not in actuality these are the names. This is the vibrational pattern that they go by in our octave, and we're happy to call them this. Now, if you take these 12 lines of the clock and you look at section C in your 6.04 decree, which you should keep out during this talk, section C shows you what the vibrational pattern of God's consciousness is on these 12 lines. The 12 o'clock line of the clock is God's power. The 1 o'clock line is God's love. I don't need to name those for you. They're right in front of you. But as each frequency changes, it comes into phase with the qualities that we understand in that term. If you are sitting, for instance, on the 7 o'clock line or in what we call the 7th house, the vibrational frequency that you would be filled with would be gratitude. And you don't even have to name it. You come to know it by its vibrational frequency. You know, you identify people by frequencies also. When various people come to visit you, you know there's a certain vibration coming with them. The same is true of the cosmic hierarchies. And you get to identify them. We give these things names because we have to use language. But I want to key you back to the fact that everything we're talking about is really vibration. It's a different quivering of the mind of God. Now, the cosmic astrology that is given by the masters proceeds in a clockwise direction. You can always denote a perversion of the false hierarchy when you have a counterclockwise action. A counterclockwise spiral should immediately show you that all is not well. Your 12 hierarchies, then, are listed on the 12 lines of the clock. Those hierarchies and their God virtues comprise the upper half of the figure 8, the upper clock. That is your causal body. If you were to slice your causal body in half and see all of your rings, you could see this diagramming of this vibrational spectrum. Now, collecting below the Christ, below the nexus of the figure 8 in the lower circle, are the perversions of these godly virtues and of these hierarchies. Here in the lower part, you will find that the dust settles in a pattern. The dust settles in a minus factor. It is the negative aspect of the plus factor of your causal body. And so everything that opposes the power of God will coalesce around the 12 o'clock line in your electronic belt. We desire to bring all of heaven down to earth, all of the causal body down into our consciousness. And so the karmic dust settling in opposition to the 12 virtues is what prevents us from bringing the kingdom of heaven into manifestation upon earth. Therefore, at the 12 o'clock line, God power is intended to manifest. There is a focus of God power right there in our lower consciousness. So all around it gathers the whole mass accumulation of our own energies, all we have ever sent forth, all we have ever accepted from other people, of criticism, condemnation, and judgment, and witchcraft. Now you see that in section B of Decree 6.04. You remember I explained this about the chakras, I explained it about a focus of light. Wherever you hold up light, there gathers its exact opposite, its diametric opposite. There it accumulates. So you see on the 1 o'clock line is the virtue of God love that is ensouled by the hierarchy of Aquarius. All that opposes that God love is hatred, mild dislike, and black magic. So on the 1 o'clock line of the electronic belt, each of our electronic belts will be the settling of the dust of that misqualified energy. Now let me describe the electronic belt to you in another way. It begins about at the waist, just about at the belly button. You have a large kettle drum that you are standing in. It's very large, and it looks like a huge kettle, and it goes beneath your feet. It's not the complete circle we've pictured in the figure 8, but it's almost like half an egg, half of a big egg that you were standing in. And it's like an hourglass. If you're standing in it, look down in it, then you are seeing the face of the clock. So this energy then collects around the being of man. Now, I've mentioned to you in our lectures that all karma is not there waiting to be transmuted at a given instant. You'll hear this on the African tapes. One of the African students there asked, if we made the decree that all our karma could be transmuted, would it be done? The answer is it would not be done because karma only comes in cycles. Most of it is sealed. In fact, 11 aspects of the karma, approximately, will be sealed. And at a certain moment in time, in space, according to the position of yourself in opposition to the cosmic hierarchies, you will find a certain amount of karma that is there for you to transmute. Now, there are three very important cycles regarding the balance of karma that you must watch and you must make a chart on for every day of the year. The first, let us look at the chart and the cycle of the year. This is the simplest to understand. You put the year on the clock, and the year begins in Capricorn. On the 21st of December, December 21st, the hierarchy of Capricorn begins its influence on the planet. From December 21st until January, whatever it is, 22nd or 23rd, that is the period of time upon the planet that the quality of God power is at its greatest concentration and the greatest availability for the use of mankind. So during that period of that month, if everyone knew this, they would be invoking the power of God through the hierarchy of Capricorn. And now you look up at section A of your decree and you find the names of masters who have volunteered to assist these mighty cosmic hierarchies in sending an intense concentration of this godly virtue to the earth. So under the hierarchy of Capricorn, which is about at least 1 million cosmic beings in the hierarchy of Capricorn, let for all intents and purposes, let us say it is an infinite number of servants within each hierarchy. This will expand our consciousness enough to take in the vastness of what we are talking about. So this infinite number of cosmic beings has elected that the great divine director and the seven archangels should concentrate the momentum of God power to the earth during the cycle of Capricorn. All right, we know this as students of light. What do we do about it? We realize that, first of all, we're going to have to push through during the period of Capricorn all resistance to God power. So we're going to say, now, what kind of resistance might this be? It's going to be criticism, condemnation, judgment, and witchcraft. So this is the month that we realize that the planet, the nations of the world, heads of government, individuals, are going to have to gain mastery over those conditions, over condemnation, in order to go beyond the karmic dust and receive the light of the solar hierarchies. Now, the liar and the lie of whom Uriel spoke is spoken of in the book of Revelation as the accuser of our brethren. And it says, the accuser of our brethren is cast down, who accused them before our God night and day. Condemnation is the chief weapon, then, of the dark forces. And they hammer away at condemnation and belittlement of the sons of God day and night, day and night. We become so conditioned to condemnation that we automatically accept conditions of limitation and inadequacy and imperfection in our world. We get up out of bed in the morning and we accept ourselves as mortals, as limited. And right there we have a limitation on the amount of God power that we can receive. I hope you'll think about this long and hard on how much condemnation you individually have accepted in your life that is depriving you of the power of God. Now that is the accuser of our brethren. So, during this tremendous time of Capricorn that we're in, it's an opportunity to invoke the power of God with a blue ray. All of the blue ray decrees and all of the masters under the blue ray will serve with you to amplify the God power of Capricorn and to reverse the tide of its opposite. You should take full advantage of this 30-day approximate opportunity because it will give you the impetus for the rest of the year. You never again will have this much opportunity to have this much light of God power. Of course, you can invoke it the whole year, but this is the hour when it is intended to be anchored. So we must not abort this cycle. We must not misuse that God power by engaging in condemnation ourselves. Above all, we must realize the great, great opportunity in the cycle. Now we come to Aquarius. You can become so sensitive to these hierarchies when you begin working with them daily. You will start to feel about 3 to 5 days before the change of the cycle. You start to feel the influence of Capricorn waning and the influence of Aquarius beginning to merge with it. You'll feel a blending of it in the last few days. And at the very hour in your time belt, when the next phase of the sun comes in, when power becomes love, when blue becomes pink, you'll know it just at that second. You'll feel the whole shift of the planet. It's exciting to have an experience like that because it makes you feel really in tune with the cosmos. And right along with it, right while you see the triumph of love in the sky, and I have seen the sky completely pink in the hours when the divine love patterns have been predominant, you'll also feel lurking and surging up and bubbling up from the lower part of this figure eight pattern, the lower part of the silex coffee part, the bubbling of human hatred and dislike. And you'll feel the demons and serpents of hatred ready to devour this love if they can just get mankind to start hating each other. Because as soon as we hate each other, we're taking that pure pink light and perverting it into darkness. And so they have their meal for the day because they feed, these serpents of the night, they feed off of our energies that we get from God. So immediately, what do? We amplify the power of love through our pink decrees, and right at the same time, we go to 10.14, the Astraea decree, and we call for all hatred, mild dislike, and all black magic to be encircled. Now you look at that 10.14 decree, and you'll see there's room for an insert. It says, lock your cosmic circle and sword of blue flame in through and around, and then there's the insert. See that place? Wherever it says insert, you can name anything, any person, place, condition, and thing that needs to be cut free. So you say, lock your cosmic circle and sword of flame into and around all hatred, mild dislike, black magic, and all persons, places, conditions, and things that need to be cut free from the perversion of divine love. And then you visualize a circle of blue flame around the person, place, condition, and thing, around the whole planet, around all humanity, and you visualize the legions of light taking their circles of blue fire and locking them around people, locking them around the whole planet, and drawing off with this great magnetizing power, drawing off this substance of perversion of the pink flame. Now, at no time during the whole year do we have a greater opportunity to clean the world up of all hatred than at that very moment during the 30-day period of Aquarius. Now, I'll do one more of these and you'll get the idea. The 2 o'clock line will be the flame of God mastery. And that will be the golden flame of illumination. So it will take the yellow decrees to amplify the power of God mastery. And once again, Astraea, always Astraea, to encircle the human consciousness patterns, doubt, fear, human questioning, and records of death. So you see, there is always the need to amplify the good and to cast out the darkness. They go hand in hand. It is the active and passive phase. It is the yin and yang, the masculine and feminine activities of the great law outworking within you. You must not do one without the other. Every time you amplify light, you must name and cast out the darkness. It's important. Now on the clock, we use the threefold flame. So I could go through the whole clock and we would go again through blue, pink, yellow. Simply stated, the 12, 3, 6, and 9 o'clock lines are amplified with the blue decrees. 12, 3, 6, 9. The 1, 4, 7, 10 are amplified with the pink decrees. 1, 4, 7, 10. 1, 4, 7, 10, pink. 2, 5, 8, 11 we use with the yellow decrees. 2, 5, 8, 11. 2, 5, 8, 11. Now, I've given you 3 sets, and each of those 3 sets makes a cross on your clock. Just draw a cross, and you'll find out what they are. 12, 3, 6, 9 forms 1 cross. Did you all get that? All settled. Now that is the action of the threefold flame within the electronic belt. You've heard us speak of balancing the threefold flame. We haven't talked about it a lot in this class. But you must realize that balancing the threefold flame is the key to Christ mastery, and you cannot have Christ mastery without the balance of the threefold flame. Where does the threefold flame have to be balanced? It is balanced within the heart, but then it must be balanced within each of the four lower bodies. Now let's take the picture of the clock we have before us. We divide the clock into four quarters, just like we cut a pie into four. We cut it from 12 to 6 and 3 to 9. We have made four quarters, and those four quarters represent the four lower bodies. They also represent the four seasons. The first quarter represents the months of January, February, and March, 12, 1, and 2 o'clock lines. That is your etheric body. 3, 4, 5 is the spring, April, May, June, and that is your mental body. 3, 4, 5 is the mental body. 6, 7, and 8, July, August, September, is the emotional body. 9, 10, and 11, October, November, December, and that is the physical body. The four seasons of the year change as they do because of these 12 frequencies. This is how different the frequencies of God are. When you're living in a climate not such as California, but in a place where you can definitely see the seasons, you have a very vivid picture of how the frequencies of God's consciousness affect nature. They also affect your four lower bodies. Now you will see that the tests of the planet will occur according to the clock. You will notice that the tests of the Earth follow very closely these cycles. The test that the Earth will be going through in winter will be the 12, 1, and 2 o'clock lines. And you'll notice this in current events and in politics and all kinds of policies. You read your newspaper according to the clock and the cycles of time, and you'll be amazed. Especially, I want you to note that the rioting and the emotional turmoil, the rock concerts, and all types of activity that involve the emotional body always occur in the summer on the 6, 7, and 8 o'clock line. People go out of control because it is the test of the emotional body of the planet. In the fall, we have all of our epidemics, flu epidemics, colds, sweep the nation, and that is the test of the physical body. The whole nation is under test under that period of time. And it's the time when we have to make the adjustment of the blood and the chemistry of the body from the summer to the winter. And if we know this, we can build up a greater resistance to it, because we'll know that any test that's going to come is going to come at the level of the physical body. A lot of deaths occur in Scorpio and in winter, heart attacks. Many people don't make it through the winter because it is the test of the physical body. Also, accidents. You'll find you might not have an accident the whole year, but in the physical quadrant, all of a sudden, stupid things start happening. That is when we have to intensify our protection for the physical body of the Earth and for our own physical bodies. Now I have given you one cycle. That is the cycle of the planetary body as a whole. You have a vision of this, of the 12 solar hierarchies in the great central sun, releasing their light in a spiraling action. I told you that every orb that has evolution upon it, that has life upon it, has a replica of those 12 hierarchies. So the sun of this solar system has the same thing. It has the 12 solar hierarchies emitting a step-down amount of this energy for the planets of our solar system. That energy is received in turn in the Goddess of Liberty's temple, and it is released again to the planet Earth. So you can have a good visualization of the planet in space being directly under the light of one of these 12 hierarchies during the year as the sun passes through and comes under the influence of those hierarchies. Now the next cycle we want to speak about is the cycle of your personal birth, because you are also a body. You are a heavenly body. just as the earth is a heavenly body. So the hour when you came forth and were born and received the infusion of life from the Holy Spirit constitutes a whole other cosmos, a whole other little universe that is subject to the same law as the planet Earth. So you are a planet evolving on another planet, really. So your planet has its own cycle. So you have to figure out your cycle in relation to the cycle of the larger planet which you inhabit. Say you were born on the 3rd of March. Take whatever date you are born on and draw another circle and another clock on a piece of paper. Get a whole fresh start now. Make a new clock. You can sketch it very quickly. Now put your birth date on the 12 o'clock line. Whatever your birth date is, put it on the 12 o'clock line. Is it March 3rd? All right, March 3rd will be at the 12 o'clock line. April 3rd will be on the 1 o'clock line. May 3rd on the 2. June 3rd on the 3. Will you do that? Take your birth date and then advance it by 1 month each time around. On your birthday, you are receiving God power, the thrust and impetus of your new year. So during that month, between 12 and 1, whatever your birthday is, the first month of your birth year, you have this extraordinary momentum of God power from your causal body, because your causal body is your personal central sun. It's your personal central sun from which your planet has come forth. So the very first month of your birth year, you have the same opportunity that the planet had between December 21 and January 21. You have the opportunity to get God power. You're starting your new cycle and you are in your etheric quadrant, the first quadrant of your clock. And you are handling the tests of the etheric body, which are the tests of fire. You will be handling all opposition to God power, such as criticism, condemnation, and judgment. The moment you enter your birthday, you will notice this. You'll notice the great feeling of a surge of power, of a new beginning, a new start, and also you will sense the opposition to that start through the condemnation, the attempt to weigh you down.
And this is the reason that most people get sick before their birthday. That's the winter in their life. So any people get sick and die just before their birthday?
A lot of people get sick and die just before their birthday. This is a comment of Ben Bryan here. The reason for that is that 6 weeks before your birthday, you have a final opportunity in your year to transmute all the karma that you haven't transmuted in the whole 12 months. So we call this a six-week cycle. It's the cycle of the heaviest concentration of opposition, of returning karma, of density, of problems, and of all kinds of situations that are a great trial. Going through the six-week cycle is like trudging through a jungle with a machete. You really have to work with your decrees and your light. And it is true that people do die just before their birthday because, number one, it is the winter of their year, but mainly because they can't handle that full weight of their karma. It's people's own karma that kills them. You realize that. If we had no karma, we'd live forever. It's the weight of returning karma. When that weight gets too great, so that the physical body actually can't bear it, then people die. And the karmic lords know when that will take place because they know that they have to keep giving mankind tests. So if you remember that, you will not fall down the last 6 weeks of your cycle. What's your question, Ben?
You mentioned the test of the etheric. What kind of tests do they manifest?
The tests of the etheric are on the first three lines, 12, 1, and 2. And they're also the tests of the use of fire, because you see, we talk of the four lower bodies in terms of the four elements. The etheric body is also known in occult circles as the fire body. And the tests of the mastery of the etheric body and the balance of the threefold flame will always be the test of our use of fire. And that may not mean anything to you, but you'll come to understand the vibration of fire as opposed to the vibration of air, which you get in the second cycle. That is the spring of the year, and that is the test of the use of air. In the third cycle, you have the test of the use of water. And in the fourth cycle, the physical, it is the test of the use of earth. You can feel the changing of those. Earth is a heavy, much heavier testing. Everything has to be physical. You have to produce physically in order to master that test.